You help who? That's important to think about. Not this is what I sell. I help this person. I help this kind of thing. Not this is what I sell. Selling from your product puts you in a corner, because when you stop selling that product, you have less conversations to have. You need opportunity for pivots so you can drive impact. These are the things that I think make a human business. You've got to tell bigger stories. Every time you sell something bigger than the product. Sell the space, sell the human, sell the whatever. When I sold my story to Success Magazine, I said I'm the biggest, most passionate Richard Branson fan in the world. Think I can interview him? And they were like, well, I don't know. And they passed on that, like, you know, Chris is like a salivating fanboy for Richard Branson. And he was like, okay. He had never done a Skype video interview. This man has, set many world records. He's, like, crossed the ocean a bunch of times in different things. He was terrified of being on Skype. I'm going to just tell you that. Private story, don't tell anybody. It was awesome. He came up great. He was terrified because he's just kind of used to going off of his own script and he had no idea where to go. Be brave now. You know who that is? Anybody already without me saying? Shout it out. It's not church. Eddie Izzard is a comedian. He happens to sometimes like to dress in a dress. He is straight as straight can be, just likes dresses. That's what he says. Has a female partner, all that kind of thing. Loves to wear a dress. Decided that the more times he did it, the more free he felt. I will tell you this from the stage, the weirder I have become in my life, the weirder I get, the weirder I pitch clients, the more money I make. I get weirder every day. Learn to love the grind. If you are not doing the grunty work, if you are not doing the starter work, if you are not doing the math, this is what will bite your bum. You build a wall one stone at a time. It is not sexy to build a wall. What is sexy is to have a wall built. Practice service craftsmanship. The Hotel Colonnade in Boston on Huntington, right here. If you guys seen it, stayed in it, love it, next time you come to Boston, that's your jam. Why? They bleed service over there. They love it. Most people think service is what you do after you've screwed up. Not even joking. There's a budget allotted for when we screw up. Service starts the minute someone has an interest in you. Remember the asset spectrum? That's when service begins. When you hook someone with attention, the next thing you want to do is make sure they know that you are behind them. The number one thing you can do to sell more products is convince the person that they're going to be a hero. The number two is, and we'll be here with you to help you along. You know that experience in your heart. I don't have to tell you that. So master the impact equation, do that, and I'm almost done. Where do you extract value? You have to know when to extract value. You guys know Ricky Gervais. Are you all still here? Just checking. Oh, it's freaking me out. Acoustics. Oh, I gave that up for Lent. I'm a Buddhist now. Ricky Gervais had the number one podcast going. He was super successful on the iTunes store. Just number one podcast. Number one, la la la. I am going to start charging for the podcast. Everyone went, and ran away. Totally blew his podcast out of the water. Had to reboot, start again. Totally free. Now he kind of makes some money. Kevin Smith did it the other way around. Totally free podcast. Everyone loved it. They pay him tons. So much that he could care less about doing movies. He's just thrilled doing podcasts. Where do you extract value? Does anybody know the name Amanda Hocking? Put your hand up proudly. Oh, I love you. I love you. Amanda Hocking is this person who was selling ebooks for 99 cents on Amazon and made $5 million selling ebooks at 99 cents on Amazon because people took a risk with her. She tweets, she's a communicator, she's a person who's out there selling her wares and being human about connecting about her book. She got a $5 million book deal, which I have never, for her next book. That's the kind of person who's going to extract her value. I'm going to walk off the stage because I'm already a little bit late because we had a timing problem. If you want to go from keynote to keyboard, I have some more stuff to help you with this at hbway.com/next. This is absolutely a silly pitch because I want to make sure if you like the ideas, you can take them with you. My book comes out on Thursday. You don't have to buy that if you don't want, but if you do, I promise it'll be kind of fun. I'm Chris Brogan. Thank you so much for your time.